Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. This is your neat parent host, Zakaria. Inshallah, everyone's doing well, and welcome back to another episode of the Neat Parent Podcast. Today, I just wanted to briefly mention five alternatives to a pet dog. We all have probably been asked, can we please have a pet dog? Can we get a dog? Can I get a dog? Can we have a puppy? I can't think of any other way. It's probably been asked, but I'm sure that we've at least been asked at least once. And inshallah, we can find some alternatives and some nice ways to break it to our lovely Amana that dogs are not permissible. And maybe for the young mind or the young Muslim mind to comprehend that, the best way I would suggest is to provide some alternatives instead of just no, but provide some alternatives or something that is permissible. So the first thing I would recommend, or the first type of pet alternative to a dog, would be a bird. It might seem a little bit cruel that a bird could be in a cage, but definitely a bird, especially one of the talking birds or parakeets parrots, or just the birds that are able to interact with you verbally, is a great alternative. They're pretty low maintenance. You can let them out the cage. They don't have to stay in the cage. Obviously, keep your windows closed. Inshallah, they won't fly away. And then you have another issue, heartbreaking issue to talk and discuss with your children. But birds are a great alternative to a pet dog because, number one, obviously it's important that we have something that is permissible in Islam as Muslims, and also something that's low maintenance. At the end of the day, they most likely will learn how to take responsibility. So having them have a pet that is pretty much low maintenance also means that you have less work to do, because sometimes it falls upon the parent to follow up or be responsible for the pet that they wanted or they're supposed to take care of, but they can't realistically take care of it full time. So we just all accept that there will be a percentage that falls upon ourselves. And as a parent, we probably can handle the low maintenance responsibilities of a pet parrot or a pet bird or parakeet or the different varieties of birds that are able to be, I guess, domesticated would be a word I would use, or just a nice house pet, indoor pet. In addition to the children interacting or the child interacting with the pet bird, cleaning out the cage, not as arduous as maybe some others, other pets, also providing what it needs, pretty low basic low basic needs, and also they're beautiful. SubhanAllah, Allah created it, and it is a creature, species that is an example of Allah's creation. So birds, even if they're talking or if they're not, great alternative to the pet dog, permissible in Islam, alhamdulillah, would be on the list of alternatives for pets for children. Not in any particular order, but another suggestion would be a turtle. It's in the reptile family. Some people may not take too well to snakes or other reptiles, but definitely a turtle. If you're not a fan of snakes, a turtle is a good pet alternative to having a dog, because they have a long lifespan. So having something as a pet, as a little friend with a long lifespan, is beneficial, because you probably will avoid that conversation of why is the fish floating or having to bury something. Inshallah, you can avoid it a little bit longer if you have a pet turtle. So just their long lifespan makes it low maintenance and favorable pet. And also it's permissible in Islam. There isn't any najis like a dog on there. However, there are, you have to check with the pet store or a place where you would consider buying your turtle. There are, I believe, particular germs. I'm not sure if it's a bacteria or if it's a particular germ that they have on their shell. So you definitely either have to wash your hands and or handle them with gloves. So just an additional piece to take in mind, take and keep in mind when you have a pet turtle, because of the fact that there's just that safety measure, hygienic measure that you have to take into consideration when handling them. But pretty much they can crawl on their own. They can pretty much not need to be picked up. They don't need to be picked up frequently. They probably want to be left alone and or in a space, or have them roaming around the house or in a particular confined area, or its tank. It's one of those low maintenance, because at the end of the day, once again, responsibility percentages, we want to decrease falling upon the parent and have the responsibility of the pet fall upon the child. Our children are amana. However, we know realistically there's going to be a percentage that falls upon ourselves. So most likely our responsibility will probably be buying lettuce or things for the turtle to eat. However, it's pretty minimal. So that's another alternative, another great pet alternative to a pet dog, because of the low maintenance responsibility for us parents, as well as the low, the permissibility, well, most importantly, the permissibility in Islam. There isn't a particular, there's any najis or there isn't any particular aspect of the turtle that makes it impermissible as Muslims. So alhamdulillah, turtles are a great alternative to the pet dog. And also their long lifespan is favorable. Subhanallah, that's another aspect of having a pet that the kids can appreciate of one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. And subhanallah, how that animal or how this reptile will have a long lifespan. So that's just another beautiful thing for them to experience, inshallah. The other alternative to a pet dog would be a hamster or guinea pig. That's least likely, probably the least likely to, they resemble rat, but they don't have the tail. So if that's your thing, don't be too held up on that, because they don't have the tail, but they're not like bunnies in the respect that they won't multiply frequently. And that's another kind of high maintenance pet, especially if you have two of them. So that rate at which the bunny procreates is quite high. Guinea pigs or hamsters, if you just have one, that's pretty manageable, low maintenance, permissible in Islam. They don't have a particular najis that we have to be concerned about, inshallah. And also, great alternative to a pet dog. It's furry like a pet dog. It moves around. It's comforting. It's pretty quiet. It doesn't make noise like a dog. So that's another point if you need to defend your argument. Most importantly, obviously, the most important thing is that it's permissible in Islam. So that's the number one and two argument that we, inshallah, will instill in our kids and understand, and that they will understand, inshallah, that we want to aim to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do things that are permissible and follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hamster or guinea pig is a great alternative and low maintenance. The maintenance level is quite low. Once again, the responsibility that falls upon ourselves would probably be as parents purchasing the celery and the lettuce and their foods and just making sure that maybe purchasing a cage for it to sleep in or a sleeping area. But pretty responsible, pretty much a pet that a young child or not so young child can be pretty responsible for as well. So that's another alternative for the pet dog that is not permissible in Islam. Another pet alternative would be reptiles, additional reptiles other than the turtle, which is part of the reptile family, but reptiles or other amphibians. So an amphibian, I stand corrected, I should say an amphibian would be, because many people may not want the other reptiles in the reptile family as the snake or maybe a lizard. However, amphibians are an alternative in case folks are scared or just dislike the responsibilities for a snake, because the snake, you probably have to feed it a mouse or something else. I think they eat mice pretty much, but pretty much that's, I would say, not a low maintenance pet because of the costs of having the mice. Most likely they want the mouse to not be dead. So purchasing live mice and feeding and meeting the needs of a snake would, for me, in addition to maybe some folks are actually scared of snakes, is not too low. It's pretty high on the maintenance level. So that's why that one didn't make the cut. But in terms of the reptile class or reptile family, turtles are a great alternative. But for the amphibian family, frogs or salamanders, that would be an alternative to the pet dog. That's an additional pet to consider because it's pretty low maintenance, although obviously there are some frogs that are poisonous and probably not sold as pets, but just be wary of the type of frog that you're considering, and make sure it's not part of that poisonous family. But frogs and or salamanders are just some of the amphibians that could serve as great pets. Low maintenance, probably wet environment, so maybe a tank. Probably not going to want to have it outside of the house unless you just want to have a fun day and just have it hang out in the bathtub. Pretty low maintenance. Probably the only responsibility that might fall upon a parent would be just purchasing its living quarters and pretty much it's in the environment, the items in its environment, in its living quarters. And at the end of the day, I think it would be pretty low on the maintenance level as well. So that's another low maintenance, but alternative, doesn't have an address and something that is impermissible in Islam. So inshallah, that would be a great pet alternative as well. The last one, not necessarily in any particular order, once again, alternative to the pet dog that is permissible in Islam would be the cat. Albeit if you don't have a cat allergy or if you're not scared of cats, cats would be an alternative to the dog. Doesn't have a, it's permissible in Islam. It doesn't have a najis. It can enter the masjid. It can enter the household. It can enter, it can drink from the same vessel. So there is that, permissibility of the cat from that perspective that you can, teach your kids or propose to your kids or propose to your family that, hey, we can consider having a cat. That's a alternative dog. Doesn't need to be walked. So there's that level of maintenance that is eliminated. Doesn't need to be walked. doesn't need to, doesn't bark, although some, some act differently when no one's looking, but you definitely, they don't bark, they don't make much noise if that's a concern. They're pretty quiet. The only thing, once again, is to be mindful of those who might be actually allergic to the cats. I have heard that there are certain hypoallergenic or allergy-friendly cat breeds in particular, so one would need to research that if there is an allergy of concern or someone in the household who might be allergic. But cats and the other potential harmful thing is their litter boxes. So for pregnant women or for even children, they have, you just don't want to play around in their litter boxes because there is a particular poisonous or bacteria. I don't think it's bacteria, but I stand corrected. There's a particular unsafe aspect of their feces, if that makes sense, and their urine. So you just want to make sure that they're not playing around in the litter box. Other than that, pretty low maintenance in that respect. They do like to cuddle, but then they also like to be left alone. They don't need to be walked. They're permissible in Islam. There isn't a particular najis that we have to be concerned about that cats have. And also, Abu Huraira is like father of cats. So that's an opportunity, a teaching opportunity for our Amana to learn a little bit more about the Sahabas and our Islamic history. So inshallah, that can be a perfect opportunity to open up that discussion and learn more about the many Sahaba. May Allah be pleased with them all. I mean, so there are five alternatives to the pet dog, which is not permissible in Islam. And if we really try hard, we probably can even avoid that conversation or have a shorter conversation about why you can't get a dog if we present the alternatives to the dog. Once again, those alternatives, which the list could be longer, just trying to keep this short and sweet. As parents, we don't have much time, but cats, birds, even better if they're talking birds, turtles, frogs or salamanders or some amphibian, hamsters or guinea pigs. I would love to know which one worked for you, or if the list can be expanded to permissible, halal, permissible alternatives to the pet dog. Until the next episode, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, inshallah.